Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us. We think you'll be glad you joined us. If you've already been listening, tell them what I'm. You can tell them what I mean. You can tell them how happy they'll be that they've joined us, because you're happy, aren't you? Otherwise, you'd be somewhere else. We're glad you're here, too. And I'm glad Dennis Pogue is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis is a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He's Associate Director of Preservation at Mount Vernon, which, as you know, is the home, the celebrated home of the celebrated father of our country, the first president of the United States, George Washington. Today is his 275th birthday, and we're here to celebrate that with Dennis, or he's here to celebrate it with us. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Happy birthday, by the way. Would you give the president our sentiments, please?
Will do. I'll be down there at his tomb later today laying a wreath, and I'll pass those thoughts on.
Please pass all of the best wishes possible on to him. Okay. Dennis, we celebrated Abraham Lincoln's birthday a week ago. Earlier this week was President's Day. Why should we still care about these presidents, about these men who've been dead for so long? Why should we still care?
Well, you know, that's obviously a really good question. But, you know, they were incredibly important in our past. You know, our country would not be the country that it is without the contributions of those men. Of course, that was 200 years ago, so you could well ask, well, so what? You know, why should we care now? Well, I think that, you know, the example that men like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln provided for us in terms of their character, their leadership, their contribution to this country, their patriotism, you know, those are all values and important lessons that we all would do well to remember. And I think once a year is certainly not too much to reflect on, you know, the significant contributions of these men.
Well, I agree with you. And I'll tell you, Dennis, the more I think about these guys, the founders, the more I know about them, the more I read about them. And I really appreciate the books that have been written on these gentlemen and on the things that they did. And I think it's important that we know about their weaknesses too, don't you? I mean, isn't it important for us to know that these were human beings? You know, sometimes we almost deify these people. I mean, George Washington is the father of our country. We call him that. I mean, that's as close to deity as you can get in the United States. And we put these guys up on a pedestal, but they were human beings with all the frailties and the failings that you and I have.
Absolutely, Jim. You know, we've made these men into plaster saints, and what's more boring than that? There's not a whole lot of, you know, you and I can't really relate to sainthood probably very well, but we can relate to.
Well, I'm working on that, but I can't get anybody. Nobody's taking it around here.
Well, I'm not very close, I'm afraid. But what's much more interesting and much more helpful is to realize that, yeah, these were men who had faults, who had failings. But they overcame them, and you know, George Washington is just a great lesson in self-development. You know, he was not a rich man when he was born. He was not particularly well educated. You know, he came up the hard way. He was a lifelong learner. He was very, very cognizant of his faults. He knew he had, you know, a temper. George Washington had a pretty strong temper as a young man, and he had to keep that under control, you know, throughout his lifetime. So
we think of him as a great military man, but he really didn't have any formal military training, did he?
He did not. You know, in the Revolution,
he learned it on the battlefield, basically, didn't he?
He did. As a young man, he participated in the French and Indian War, but you know, in those days, you know, you really didn't have much training. It was, as you said, it was all learned on the battlefield. So he was a lifelong learner. He was a great reader. He went out and tried to find ways to make up, for the failings in the knowledge that he might have or the experiences. And he really was able to, get where he was, through, dint of his own efforts. So I think that's a great lesson for all Americans at any time to learn and to understand.
Well, and, when I think about the things that I wrote a little bit about him and Abraham Lincoln earlier this week in my own electronic newsletter, about the things, the self-doubts that they had, about all the things, the momentous challenges and tasks that they had in front of them that they wound up accomplishing. But while that was going on, all the doubts that they had, and to me, that's one of the ways that I identify with them as a small business owner, because I have those with my own kingdom, so to speak. And we'll talk about that a little bit more with Dennis Pogue right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Say that last just as the time bell rings. Know that life is a gamble.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Sometimes you have to do that. You have to do it or die. And George Washington certainly knew all about that. The man lived his life that way. He was a very successful person, whatever he did. But, Dennis Pogue, by the way, folks, is our guest. He's Associate Director of Preservation at Mount Vernon. And now, Dennis, I want to make sure, is that still your title?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want to make sure that you didn't get a promotion or something. And we're celebrating President George Bush's life. I'm sure George Washington's life, I should say. Folks, we'll do George Bush another day. George Washington's life, the father of our country, the man who, in a speech, in his inaugural farewell speech, and I have this speech somewhere, Dennis, and I actually quote him in during the 4th of July ceremonies that I have here on my, or the 4th of July programming I do here on my show. And I think I found out recently that the speech was actually probably written by Alexander Hamilton. But in that speech, he was the first really to call us Americans, to give us the name American, to say, you are Americans, be proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly he was very, very, very interested in what was going to happen after his passing. And his farewell address was really giving advice to the country. And one of the things that he wanted to make very clear was that it was up to us, to fulfill, the potential that the founding fathers, had wrested from the British. So it was really, it was a very heartfelt kind of message from Washington to all the citizens of America about the future.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is also the official birthday, the official launching day, our inauguration day, I guess, or dedication day, I should say, of the Washington Monument, which opened on this day in 1889.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, and I love I love the story about that. It's two colors, folks. The lower half roughly is one color stone, and the top half is kind of another color stone. It's a lighter color stone, as I remember, Dennis. And I love telling people that that's the high water mark, who've never seen that before. And sometimes it works, Dennis, to tell them that that's the high water mark. But the truth is, it just was halted. It was begun before the Civil War, and it was halted during the war, wasn't it?
Correct. And it was a typical thing where, we always start off these projects with great hopes and expectations, and then we have a little bit of a hard time raising the money, and then yep. It takes longer than we thought.
Yeah, it's an incredible obelisk there, basically. And by the way, just as a little personal side note, Dennis, as a 17-year-old high school senior, I ran every step of that monument to the top without stopping.
Wow. Well,
how about that?
I was in
good condition in those days. I ran the whole flight of stairs all the way up to the very top without stopping, and that's my last athletic achievement, by the way. Dennis, what have you found about, as Associate Director of Preservation there at Mount Vernon, have you discovered anything new there on the site lately?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in terms of the small business, I think, you know, the interesting thing that again, most people, most Americans don't know is just how active and involved Washington was as an entrepreneur. You know, most people think that they know something about, a lot about George Washington. A lot of what they think they know is wrong. And frankly, they
like
just,
what? What are some of the myths about him?
Well, you know, they know he was president. They know, you know, his role in the Revolution. And they think he was kind of a stuffed shirt, you know, who wasn't very involved in other kinds of day-to-day activities. But he was a hands-on manager. You know, he had an 8,000-acre plantation. He had a whiskey distillery. He had a grist mill. He had a fishery. You know, and he was very involved in running all of those, you know, aspects, you know, of the plantation. And most people just don't have that sense about Washington, that he was a hands-on mm-hmm. manager that would have been involved in those kinds of nitty-gritty activities.
Well, you know, I love thinking about the minds of these guys, these founders. I mean, these were highly intelligent beings, weren't they?
They were incredible. You know, and they were able to keep so many, you know, plates in the air at the same time. You know, when Washington was away at the Siege of Boston at the beginning of the Revolutionary War, you know, he's writing letters back to his plantation manager who's operating Mount Vernon in his mm-hmm. absence. You know, these letters are just incredible. And he's you know, talking about what's going on at the war, et cetera. But then he's asking his plantation manager, you know, how is the plowing going and, you know, what's going on in the fields. And, you know, they were able to keep all these different things, you know, in their mind in a way that's hard for me to understand.
Well, and think about this. Think about how long it must have taken to get a communication back and forth, to make that question, ask that question and to get an answer. And by the time you get the answer, the news is useless almost. and to think that's, you would be hoping for that kind of news. If we thought we had to wait that long on something today, we wouldn't even start, would we?
It is incredible, you know, the instantaneousness of information today. And back in those days, yeah, it would take over a week.
Well, and plus it was going through a war, I mean, for goodness sake.
Right. So the letter could easily be lost.
Yeah.
There's lots of instances where Washington writes letters and he is asking the same question over and over again because the letters that are coming back to him, you know, don't make it there.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine how frustrating that would be to have, you know, all, you know, that lack of information?
Right. Absolutely. Well, when I think about those guys, I'm amazed, and all the founders, I'm amazed, and I think about if they were alive today, Dennis, I believe they would be fully functioning in a matter of a week or two. Don't you think?
Well, I think that there would have been a little bit of a learning curve, but I think that you know, they were so great that they would be able to pick up so much of this stuff.
I'd love just to see their eyes. I'd love to put them down in the middle of Times Square or something like that, or Washington D.C. or in the middle of a business and show them what's going on and just watch their eyes. I think they would be amazed, and I think they'd like it. Stand by, Dennis. Dennis Polk is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Night after night I've been standing. Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen.
Fabulous night to make romance need the cover of October.
One of his best, Moon Dance. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dennis Polk is our guest. He's Associate Director of Preservation at Mount Vernon, the home, the storied and celebrated home, and historic home of our nation's first president, the father of our country, President George Washington. And today is his 275th birthday. We're celebrating that with Dennis. And Dennis, we appreciate your time. And we appreciate all the good hard work that you're doing over there, preserving this wonderful heritage that we have there that the president left us. Tell us about some of the new stuff that's going on at Mount Vernon.
Sure, Jim. Well, I'm hoping that your listeners will put down a visit to Mount Vernon on their future itinerary. Even if you've been here recently, there's a lot more to see. We opened up two new buildings in the fall, an orientation center and a new museum that's got 24 galleries that talks all about George Washington's career, and really will focus on a lot of these aspects of his life that people don't have, you know, much knowledge about. So mm-hmm. it's a real opportunity to come and learn a lot more about the father of our country.
And some new galleries that maybe people haven't seen if they were there a couple of years ago, they maybe would not have seen before.
Absolutely. These are brand new buildings that just opened up in October. So It's all new. We have some exciting theater experiences. You sit down in a theater and learn about the Revolutionary War, and snow falls on your shoulder, and your seat rumbles when the cannons go off.
Oh, yeah, we love those. I've seen those before. Those are fun.
It's something not to be missed. I think people will enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate that. What does it cost to have a full tour of there?
Yeah, it's $13 for $13 for adults.
And, what a deal.
Yeah, I think it is. And you need to spend half a day here to really get all the
Do I need to pack a lunch, or can I get a hot dog there?
No, we've got hot dogs here that you can buy.
Yeah, okay. So these are George Washington hot dogs, right?
Absolutely, only the best.
Only the best for our folks. Dennis, give us the website, too, by the way.
Sure, www.mountvernon.org, and Mount Vernon is all spelled out and run together.
Right.
And lots of information there that you can go to pre-plan your visit.
Do we need to have a reservation to come there? Is there any particular time that's better than others?
No reservations. Certainly the spring is a real busy time. It's the popular time for folks to come and visit the Washington, D.C. area.
So you guys got pretty good weather there today, don't you?
We do.
So it ought to be a good day.
And 50 degrees and sunny yesterday, and same today. So.
Yeah. Well, I hope you'll have a good day. You know, when I was talking earlier about the doubts, I remember reading about George Bush. You know, George Washington during the Revolutionary War, and all the times when you know, I mean, that thing went on for a long time. What was it, about 8 years or something like that? That war lasted a long time. All the times that he wondered if they were going to make it or not.
Well, exactly. We look back now, and of course, we know the outcome, right? So, it's sort of a foregone conclusion, in a sense for us. But obviously, for the guys that were there, it was a real different matter. And there were many, many, many times during that war when Washington was really doubtful whether they were going to succeed. Some pretty dark times that they had to come through.
Well, especially during the long siege and that one cold winter. That they had, the one really bad winter that they had,
mm-hmm.
and when they were, what was the name of the location they were holding
up? Yeah, they were in winter quarters at Valley Forge.
Valley Forge is what I was trying to say. I mean, I remember reading something about, he would look out the window at his men, he'd walk around and look at his men, and they were almost eating the bark off of trees, and he was saying, I remember he wrote something like, why would these men do this?
Right.
You know?
Thomas Paine said this. That was the time that tried men's soul.
Right.
And it was absolutely true.
But I think my point is as a small business owner, Dennis, we have moments like that too. We look in the mirror and we say, "What are you doing? Are you crazy?" And it, to me, it helps me to go back and read about people like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and people like that who had those dark days, and yet they persevered, and it was and they did the right thing in persevering.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they were sort of in uncharted territory. You know, everything that they were doing was new, and that was part of it is that they didn't have a lot of models to look back on. And
it was the exciting part and the frightening part all at once, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
The newness of it, the uniqueness of it. But small business owners are doing that, too. I mean, there are a lot of small business owners out there today, Dennis, who are doing things no one's ever done before, and they're frightened about it. Folks, if you want to figure out how to deal with that fear, go read about people like George Washington and read about the humanity of this person, not the deity of this person. Dennis, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim.
And we'll see you next time.
Take care.
Dennis Polk, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Director of Preservation of Mount Vernon, doing a wonderful job there. Happy birthday, President George Washington. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, and I will see you in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.